Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Fear. It is a 1996 psychological thriller starring a very young Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. It came in with a strong vision of what it wanted to be, and it delivered on that, and that's critical when you're talking about good, bad movies. What about you?
I agree. This movie was my cup of tea. It's kind of a trashy thriller movie from the 1990s, and if that's what you're looking for, this movie is an A+.
Tim, give the folks a quick rundown.
The film follows a wealthy family thrown into chaos when their teenage daughter begins dating a mysterious and possibly dangerous young man. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
When we talk about good, bad movies, you got to come in knowing what you want to be and you execute on that premise. And this movie does that. And best of all, it does it in a tight hour and 30 minutes. It moves quickly through what it needs to do and at the end of the day delivers fully on its premise. That's a win in my book.
I agree. This movie was a lot of fun. It knows exactly what it wants to do, but it has enough surprises and enough twists to keep it interesting. Not all of those twists work, but there's still enough surprises and enough fun stuff in there that really kept me engaged. And it's also just really well executed. I mean, the suspense scenes in the early parts of the movie are really fun. They really work and it's really well done. And then the action stuff at the final climax really works well. I really enjoyed it. It's a well executed piece.
And it's the actors who drive that forward. Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg are young in this movie, and yet they do a great job of building momentum and carrying it through the film. And I want to double down in particular on Mark Wahlberg. If he doesn't sell you on the idea that he could be this wonderful boyfriend at the start of the film and a total psycho at the latter half of the film, you're not bought in on this movie. He sells it and makes it work.
Mm-hmm. He's somebody that I sometimes wonder, why is he an actor? But this movie really convinces me. He's very charming early on, but he's got this devilish glint in his eye, and I really appreciate that.
So, Tim, what didn't work in this movie for you?
For me, the biggest miss of this film is a plot twist. It comes about halfway through the film, and the twist undermines Mark Wahlberg's character and the core premise of the film in such a way that it pulled me out of it. The early conflict in the film involves Mark Wahlberg's character. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is he a good influence or not? And then the latter half of the film commits fully. He's a psychopath. He's a stalker. He's terrible. And the twist that makes that shift happen feels very jarring.
And when that twist happens, it changes the tenor of the film. The first half is Reese Witherspoon deciding if she's going to be with Mark Wahlberg, and the dad is trying to influence her. Don't be with this guy. The second half, Mark Wahlberg is clearly the villain, and the dad is now fighting Mark Wahlberg for his daughter. And the fundamental change that occurs is Reese Witherspoon is now sidelined in the movie, and she loses all agency. She's no longer a protagonist, and she's now just an object to be won by the male protagonist fighting over her. And that's a miss, and it doesn't feel great as a viewer.
Yeah, she goes from being the one fighting for her own identity to being the one fought over. And it really sort of undermines her character, and it's an unfortunate shift that occurred. I wish that it didn't happen. I think the film is still fun to watch, and I think that it's still an entertaining movie, but it's a hang-up that I have.
So, Tim, when should somebody watch this?
If you're looking for a fun, sort of trashy thriller movie, I think this really fits the bill. What about you, Michael?
At a tight hour 30, this movie, as you said, nails its premise. And that's what you're looking for in good, bad movies. It has momentum. It's got compelling action. It's a win all the way around.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.